The Society for the Protection of Unborn Children in Scotland is behind a new coalition of groups that will lead the campaign against new proposals to extend abortion time limits when the Westminster Parliament in London devolves powers to the Scottish Parliament in Edinburgh. SPUC Scotland will soon launch a new initiative called Don't Stop a Beating Heart, which will bring the country's major pro-life groups together for the first time in what is being called a significant show in strength, with members including the Catholic Church, the Scottish Muslim Council and the Free Church of Scotland. Speaking to Vatican Radio, the campaign coordinator and chief executive of SPUC Scotland, Mr John Deegan, explained the name of the new initiative.
The name really is an attempt to make people think a bit more deeply about the humanity of the unborn child. It is aiming to touch the heart as well as the mind. It allows us to use a lot of imagery around positive visions of the child and of human life. You know, everyone knows a beating heart means life. So we thought it was an important starting point for a discussion and an engagement with wider society to change their hearts. And hopefully with that we'll change their minds and we'll start to get more supportive laws and attitudes in society for unborn life.
The new supergroup wants to wake society up to the realities that are the needless loss of life through abortion and the damage abortion does to women. Some of the coalition's principles are that human life is of immeasurable value and should be defended, and that abortion discriminates against people with disability. Mr Deegan has called the current political climate an historic and important time for the pro-life movement. Commenting on the impending devolution of powers to the Scottish Parliament, Mr Deegan noted that the rights of the unborn child are facing new threats.
Several organisations have expressed a wish to broaden abortion provision. They want to make it easier for women to choose abortion right up to birth for any reason. They want to remove the oversight of two doctors just now that's needed to approve an abortion. As well as that, we've seen developments in experimentation, embryonic experimentation. We've now even had proposals aired that children with disabilities should be carried to term and then have their organs harvested. You know, this is a sort of dark society we've created by accepting that there are some lives that do not deserve to be protected. And we need to make sure that we alert society to that, but we have to engage hearts and make sure people value every human life. And quite a lot of groups out there who I'm afraid want to work to extend the culture of death, and it's been necessary for us to act quickly in Scotland because abortion is about to be devolved, and hopefully by showing that there are many people interested in this issue we can stall or even reverse those threats to life against unborn.
Even before the new Scotland bill has had its third reading in the House of Lords in Westminster, the final reading before any amendments are considered and the bill is put forward for royal assent, a number of pro-choice groups are already calling for more progressive extensions to what Mr Deegan calls the existing excessively liberal law. He explains that abortion could be legalised in most cases up until the time of birth. The current legislation means that abortion is illegal after 24 weeks. For Vatican Radio, I'm Ryan Black.